Something I'm not sure that people really understand about that cello is, and I'm sure it struck you, is all the situations that cello had been in.
Oh, my God.
I can't even imagine that that cello's been in some rooms that I would kill to have been.
I know. I mean, he played that cello, of course, for JFK at the White House. It's a famous concert. He played it at the United Nations in 1971 when he got the Peace Award. He played it in Marlboro when so many hundreds of musicians all over the world were educated under his guidance. I mean, I walk in Peabody where I teach, and a lot of my colleagues, the older colleagues of mine, say, oh, I know that sound since I was a child. So it's really an amazing responsibility as well as joy to be able to find my own voice through that cello.
Well, we'll get a chance to hear you playing it with some other collaborators, the Tempest Trio. Can you tell me how you all came to play together?
We are all good friends. Alon Goldstein is the pianist, and I come from Israel, so naturally we knew each other from Israel, and we also met at the Marlboro Festival and played there together. And Ilya Kahler, the great Russian violinist who lives in America for many years, Ilya and I met in Hawaii, in Maui, in the Chamber Music Festival, and we clicked it off right away. Spending the time in Maui, driving through rehearsals and concerts, we just said to each other, you know, we should really continue this collaboration. And I suggested Alon, and we decided to go for it and to call a presenter we know in Chicago who runs the beautiful series, the Dejmyra Hess series. We said, you know, we have this trio and we would love to come and play. And she said, well, what do you want to play? And we said, we would like to play the Archduke Trio by Beethoven, which is one of the hardest trios ever to play. We knew, of course, we didn't tell her, but we knew that we have only one day to prepare for it. And between us, we said, you know, when we meet and rehearse during that day, if we can rehearse and play this trio well on the radio live in one day rehearsals, probably we should stick together. We all have teaching jobs and play a lot of solo concerts around the world. So we started it for fun. And because it was just purely fun, we never had to deal with arguments. It was really, let's get together and have fun.
Well, it looks like the program is quite varied. You mentioned Beethoven. This will be the Ghost Trio you'll be playing at the Scottsdale Center.
Yeah.
Bernstein's Piano Trio, which goes back to 1930s, 37, I think. And Dvorak.
Yeah, homework.
Dvorak, yeah. You've recorded. I want you to tell me about, this is a man who, Dvorak, was a violinist, wrote a brilliant cello concerto, wrote a great violin concerto. But Dvorak could do it all. And when he wrote chamber music, it's just so fulfilling for audience and players. Is this something you guys love
amazing.
To play?
And I think he's the best composer as far as writing a beautiful melody. I mean, it was an amazing melody that one has to sort of whistle for the next few days after hearing it. The Dumky Trio is sort of a cello concerto by itself. And we cellists all love it. I love to play it, love to hear it. So we are delighted to play it. And we, as you said, we recorded it for Naxos and... but maybe the real secret or the real gem of the program, I must say, is the Bernstein.
I wanted to ask because Bernstein is one of those composers that we all feel like we know, and yet you're never quite sure which Bernstein shows up. So, yeah, tell me about this piece.
Exactly. Well, this Bernstein, he was 19 years old. He did it as a homework assignment at Harvard in his junior year. What can you expect? But instead of returning a 5-minute piece, he came back with a 15-minute piece, and it's so amazing. He's in a stage where he's influenced by so many things, by Ravel, by Debussy. Whenever we play, people are just amazed by the creativity of Bernstein, and we're so happy that we can introduce this to public around the world because it's really not known. It was not known to us musicians.
Well, we get to meet the Bernstein in between the melodies of Dvorak and, of course, the Beethoven Ghost Trio. I've got to think the Beethoven, I'm believing, is probably something you play pretty frequently.
Yeah, the Beethoven 2 is a piece that we play quite often. I mean, we like to go through all of them. The Ghost is one of the big ones. For me, I feel it's the first trio by Beethoven where the instruments are completely equal. And the individuality of each instrument comes out more than in the earlier period trios, and it really shows what he's going to take it with the Archduke and what he's going to turn the piano trio to. So when Brahms takes over and Schumann, it really becomes a group where the three soloists that are getting together and making chamber music.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing you all. It's a great chance to hear, it sounds like great collaborators, good friends, and the Ghost of Casals there. Amit Paulet, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much.